I had a conference call with representatives from National Grid last week who explained the situation. Obviously, it's going to follow a similar line of pylons that we currently have, but the current ones are fairly low. They're not so sort of imposing, I think would be the best way to describe them. They're, I think, 132 kVA, but the new ones proposed are up to 400 kV, which means they are much more substantial, very, very tall. I mean, for me in South Thanet, the issue is not quite so severe because it only really crosses South Thanet for about half a mile to a mile. It gets more serious as we go into North Thanet and then into Julian Brazier's Canterbury constituency. But I listened intently to their plans, and we all realise that we have to keep the lights on. We do have a growing energy crisis in the UK. But it wasn't until discussing further with Sir Roger that there is a potential for a link from Zeebrugge into the Isle of Grain. And then it could link into more substantial energy networks that exist from the Isle of Grain, obviously from its old power station network. And to me, that would seem to be the best of all deals, because we end up with something that's not intrusive. It's going along existing power lines, and we don't need this huge construction across a beautiful part of the East Kent countryside. It seems to me that this undersea link from Zeebrugge to Grain would, I think, solve lots of things at once. I know today, I think, Southern Water discussing the potential for the new reservoir that they have concerns about this new route. They're proposing that if it does follow the existing line of pylons, that there should be an opportunity to put some underground. So that's, again, something that ought to be looked at. But I don't think that we want these very, very large-scale pylons. I know they're going to follow the existing path, but they're infinitely bigger. And frankly, I think it's just a cheap way of getting to a solution where there may be more expensive solutions, but I think they're more in keeping with the East Kent countryside and what we're all looking for.